Morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norel Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norel Toyota, our title sponsor. We do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm always pleased to be back here. My name is Funky Banjoko. I'm a counselor in RMWB, or representing Ward 1, Fort McMurray City.
There we go. Yeah. And you're a busy, busy lady.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so how's it been? We haven't spoken to you in a while. So what's going on in the community? What's keeping you busy with your days?
Well, there's no dull moment for sure. The last time I was here, I believe I was running for the provincial election.
That's right.
And then I've been back to my desk on council.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm back as a councilor. And so it's been a lot of things going on. One of the things that I do, my style is to keep connecting with people, regardless of age, regardless of any difference. So I've been on the go.
Yeah.
Connecting, engaging, and hearing the people so that we know exactly what the expectations are in the community. And having said that, so most of what I've worked on has continued to be towards helping residents, towards giving what will make Fort McMurray much more livable, much more nice to stay.
Right.
I'm big on retention, even more than attracting. So if we have what will make people want to live here, then it's easier to attract more people.
Right.
So that's been my focus.
Nice. Yes. So what are things that retain Fort McMurray people that you've seen so far in your time in office?
Yeah, so I... one of the first things that I've worked on is the public transportation, the transit in our region.
Yeah.
And thankfully, with the support of other councillors, I moved a motion that says we should go back and look at the scheduling and see how we can make it work for people. Some work till late in the evening, 10 p.m. for instance, for Walmart workers.
Right.
And focus, one of my main focus has also been the Keanu students.
Okay.
Because I see that the strategy of the school is to keep attracting international students. And the weather is a bit cold.
Right.
I must say it's a bit cold.
We're dressed pretty warm today for a reason.
Yeah. So you don't want to keep someone who is coming from a 20 plus degree at the bus stop for 20 minutes.
Right.
15 minutes is, even 5 minutes could be a lot. Though we know that there's no way it could be, the public transportation can be like a cab. But if we can match the scheduling to when the demand is high and things like that, and our administration has also been working on that to progress with the motion. So that is one area.
I got a question.
Yes.
How do you feel about the new Sephora in town?
Oh, you saw? Did you see me there?
No.
I was there to welcome the store. I wanted to see how the ladies would receive it.
Right.
And I actually, that day, I had to leave. I couldn't pay. The lineup was too long.
Yeah.
Which is a good problem to have.
Yeah.
I'm excited. And most times when I go to Edmonton, I go to Sephora.
Yeah, so, now you don't need to.
Yes, so I like it.
That's a big one.
Yes.
That's a big win for that mall.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the community.
And the community. Yes, it's good.
I love your insight on the foreign students. Like, that was very observant of you in council to, like, pick that up, that, hey, this is happening over there.
Yes.
Let's try to, like, work with our scheduling for the buses to, like, accommodate those students. Very good. Yes. That's wild. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, then I believe a couple of months ago, I moved a motion that calls for us to go back and design poverty reduction that works for this region.
I don't know what any of that means.
So our region is not the cheapest place to live.
Okay.
And so it's easy for people to fall off the poverty line.
Okay.
Fall below.
Right.
The rent isn't so cheap. Mm-hmm. Food isn't cheap. Nothing is particularly cheap here. Mm-hmm. So if care is not taken, if we don't address the difference intentionally, immigrants, low-income people, and a lot of the members of our community might gradually be falling below.
Right.
The poverty line. So we need to see what we can do to support.
Okay.
So I don't know the entire detail.
Yeah.
But that motion also passed, and and so the administration is looking at it together with United Ways. Mm-hmm. There's a poverty reduction network that is already existing, so we don't want to reinvent the wheel.
That's right.
So together they'll look at what can be done better to support the struggling population, becoming challenging for the entire country, if not the entire world.
Right.
So those are the things that I'm pretty happy to work on.
Yeah, those are amazing too. And the thing is, like, when you're in politics or in any kind of organization, a decision made today doesn't have the result right away. You put things into action, and then you have to give it time and room to breathe. And that's like why you want a council that has like experience and that keeps coming back year after year. Yes. And so that you can see the fruits of your labor, because it's not going to happen in a week or two. Sometimes it could be a year, if not a decade.
I can believe it. Yes. Yes. That's very true.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to do that. And then one other area that has caught my attention is Abasand.
Oh, okay. Let's hear about it. Our old stomping grounds, Tanner.
So during my first campaign, I was in Abasand, and I met a lot of awesome people. And of course, they ensured that they engaged me, and they made known their grievances and things, the way they felt about the municipality. They felt a bit neglected, unseen, unheard.
Yeah.
So I made a solemn commitment to continue to speak for Abasand. Okay. So I moved a motion that says that we should look at having a dog park, spray park, anything to better serve the community.
Yeah.
Not a lot has happened, but I'm not giving up or forgetting about that. And I'm also grateful that Mayor Sandy Bowman moved a motion about OHV use, and hopefully is something that the residents of Abasand would like.
Yeah.
So, of course, readily I support that. So we are all entitled to be served and serviced in the region. And so the intent is to keep supporting and to keep bringing the voices of the people forward to council and to any level of government
when
the opportunity comes. Yeah, so are things that I have been doing.
Good. Well, listen, that segues right into Tanner's randomness of the Mac City Minute, because you got to talk about what you're excited about, and now Tanner is going to put his questions that he's excited to. Yeah, I know you're a little nervous, but before we get there, we got to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop. downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie, for your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one for you. What do you feel is your biggest achievement on council so far?
Well, my biggest achievement so far, measuring by impact, will be the transit reform, which ties into RMWB transit master plans. And like you rightly said, the fruits might not be evident at the moment, but for me, the impact on the people and the number of people that will be impacted, children, school children of all ages, and then the college and everyone who uses the public transportation. So that would be something that I'm pretty proud of. And it's also tied into the second, one of the other ones that I'm proud of is the vehicle for hire review, which is still ongoing, and the committee is in place now to look at the safety of our taxi, and also to see how we can broaden ride experience or ridership in the region, and come along with the new innovations that are coming into public taxi. So those, both of them are transportation, and I think I'm really proud of both of them.
There we go.
Question number two. What is one business you think more people need to check out in the city?
Fashion. I think we need, I know Kevin of EcDev might be watching this. I really advocate for more stores in our region, and particularly in the city of Fort McMurray. We are big spenders, and a lot of our money is being spent somewhere else, mostly admitting. Mm-hmm. So I would like to see us retain the dollar spent more in Fort McMurray. One, so that's one reason, for economic reason. And of course, obviously, because I also like to shop, mm-hmm. Like to be able to shop locally. It's good to be able to just need a green shirt and go to Winners or go somewhere locally without, you know, having to order and wait for days. That option is good as well, but it's also good to have the local option. And for kids to want to need anything and go down the street and get it, that would be awesome. So I think we need to get more commerce going, and also to ensure that people are ready to shop local. So not only to have the stores, but to have a strategy to make people shop here will be good.
Question number three. If you had to describe Fort McMurray in one word, what would you use?
Beautiful.
Great answer. Question number four. If you could change one thing about Fort McMurray, what would you change?
Will I change the weather?
I don't think you'd have any people disagreeing with you on that one.
Yeah. And your final question. What has been one purchase you've made recently that you've been most excited about?
Good question.
That I've been most excited about is always clothes.
Yeah, what clothes? What did you buy yourself?
I have this store in Edmonton.
Yeah.
I was there for RMA, and I ensured that I went to the Bay on Kingsway and got something that I really like. I haven't launched it yet, but I'm waiting to wear it.
Oh, you gotta debut it. Fantastic. Yes. Those have been your five questions.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you really are into fashion. Like, you like to dress up.
Yeah.
So where did that come from? Like, is that instilled from like somebody in your family, or are you the only one who has this flair for fashion?
I think when I look at, my mom and her pictures in the 60s and 70s, she didn't do badly. She had like all those, the clock, the 4 inches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mini dress. So I think she did her time as well in fashion. And my grandmother, some pictures are amazing of her adorning herself with a lot of jewelries and all that. So I think it might be running in the family.
Yeah.
Though my daughter is not particularly into that.
But she's got her own style, though. Like, yeah, she's
People tell me, oh, she's got her style. I'm like, well.
Yeah, she's fashion forward in what she puts together. She's very, like, she thinks about her outfits before she goes out, for sure.
That's what she uses. She says, oh, Mom, I put a lot of thoughts to my dressing. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I see
I put a lot of colors to my dress.
That's too funny. So it does, like, it is something that has been passed down through the generations.
I want to believe so.
Now, did you ever steal and or borrow any of your mom's, like, jewelry or clothes?
Were
you right in the closet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I used to. I the first set of gold that I had came from her.
Okay.
So I took it to the blacksmith then back in Nigeria, and I changed it to a loop or something that I would love.
Right.
So yeah, I wore some of her dresses, especially when I was in the university.
Right.
Sneaked in to take one or two things to wear for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how did she respond to that?
She liked it. First of all, I'm the only girl.
Okay.
So I have 4 brothers.
Okay.
So she's excited if I can at least consider wearing any of her stuff.
Right.
So she really liked it.
Yeah.
She's just excited to have a daughter playing dress up.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I've been stealing my dad's clothes since I was a little kid. I still do it to this day. I'll go in. I'll be like, oh, I like that piece of jewelry. Oh, I like that shirt or something.
And especially jewelries. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, oh, I'm jacking all my
generation,
dad's jewelry.
That generation, they had real good jewelries.
That's right.
Yeah.
You are gonna, or you already have?
Oh, I've already started. Yeah, I've already started taking GP's jewelry. Yeah. Like, he'll just go to the drawer and he's, where's my ring? And then I'm just like, Dad, you only got so many fingers. You can't be wearing all those rings. Or chains. And so I'm just like, take that one. Yes. And I think it's cool. And even I've noticed with my little kid, Keegan, he's looking at chains and necklaces and rings, and I'm just like, you got to put together the whole outfit.
Yes.
And like, times change, because like, GP, like, he can't imagine that I'm wearing sweatpants and hoodies and stuff. He's just like, how are you wearing that going out in public? You have to dress a certain way.
Oh,
and I'm just like, Dad, I get it.
One with my kids. I'm like,
yeah.
And dress up.
I'm like, Dad, I get it. And there is a time for that, but you need to recognize, like, fashions change a little bit too.
Oh.
And he's just like, I don't get it. But like, you can still have fashion and dress differently.
Yeah, I think this generation. They're a bit
You got to change
relaxed
it up.
With
that's
their
right.
dressing.
Look at this. I look like a teddy bear wearing this white hoodie. Like, but it's awesome. But yeah, fashion changes. But
it's changing for sure.
But it used to be very much like when I used to fly on a plane.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, you can't get on a plane without a dress shirt and some nice pants and some dress shoes. Like, my dad, like, and now when you go to the airport, my dad's like, is it a pajama party here? Like, are we going to bed? Like, what happened? And then that's exactly it. Like, the mentality of, like, society change should be like.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I don't know, something that happened during COVID.
Yeah.
So the first week I was all excited, working from home and feeling cool.
Yeah.
By, like, 2 weeks after, I was done with wearing, you know, just relaxed outfit.
Mm.
So I'll dress up from my room.
Yeah.
Carry my purse and come downstairs to my workstation.
Yep.
So my daughter said, something is wrong with you, Mom.
Well, it makes you feel good.
I want to dress up and, you know, feel like I'm in the office. So
that's right.
That's how, how much I like to get ready. And it helps me psychologically as well.
100%. I'm on the exact same wavelength. Like,
there's
days where, like, I'll be wearing whatever, and then I'll look at my wife, and I'm like, I got to go get changed. And then she's like, where are you going? I'm like, I got to go to work. And then, like, I'll get change and I'll look similar. She's just like, I barely even notice the change in what you did. It's just like, but no, I noticed that, like, oh, I put that watch on with those shoes. Yeah. Like, when you need to get into work mode. So yes, I can appreciate that.
Yes.
That's cool.
Generally, too, I think I'm always excited when younger kids like my dressing.
Right.
So I dress up for Fort McMurray youth.
Yeah.
I'm ready to look like the funky mama.
Yeah.
When I come out, and it's truly exciting when I see a 13-year-old and they say, can I take a picture with you?
That's right.
And I say, okay, yeah, you can. By all means, yes, you can. Yes.
Well, it's a big deal, though. Like, I remember being a child and, like, hearing, like, the counselor or the mayor or somebody who's talking to our class when you're in grade three, and you're just like, you're telling me.
Yes.
The counselor of, like, the part, of, like, they just think of it as the government.
Yes.
Is coming to see me. Like, that's a big deal for children.
Yes, and talking about that, that's one of the most exciting things for me. Since I got on council, visit to schools, talking to those kids, and there's been a lot of classroom teachings about local government. So I've been to Father Mark, I've been to St. Paul, and I think I'm going back to one or two other schools.
Yeah.
So I've had the opportunity to speak with them and to see the glow on their faces and the kind of brilliant questions, though, that they ask me.
Oh, yeah.
Some questions that would get me thinking. And so I always look forward to it.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite things being on council is connecting with those kids.
Yeah, for sure. And that's how, like, you influence and get them into government. Yes. When you say, oh, they're only little, they're only like 8 or 7, like, what would that mean? It's just like, no, that's where you plant the seed that this is even an option. If you don't show up, how do they even know to dream one day to kind of aspire for that, you know?
Yes,
it's
amazing.
Well, on that note, Tanner tapped his watch, so that means we're out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh, thanks again for having me, and thank you all for watching. I believe you'll be watching this during the best time of the year, during your Christmas holiday. So I wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and I wish you good quality time with your family. Make it a holiday for the family. Happy holidays, everyone. Thank you.
There we go. That was a great shout out. Before McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to Neural Toyota, our title sponsor, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
It's so ballistic!
I'll come get that for you.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.
Undo it, Elliot.